601, Unit 6, Recording 6.6. Listening 1. What's the deal with pop art? Today, we are going to continue our exploration of genres and time periods of art and dive right into pop art. Loved by some, criticized by others, pop art is generally thought to have begun in the 1950s and had its peak around 1960. Rise Art 2020. Love it or hate it, we are going to discuss pop art's beginnings and background, some popular pop art styles and techniques, and conclude with places to view pop art. Before we move forward, let's discuss the background and historical beginnings of pop art. As I mentioned previously, pop art got its start in the 1950s in the United States and England, and emerged as an art movement that took inspiration from popular and commercial culture. Pop art initiated as a movement of rebellion against traditional forms of art. Many of the first pop art artists felt that traditional art displayed in museums or taught in schools failed to represent the real world. Accordingly, pop art artists turned to pop culture for their inspiration. As a result, pop art was frequently viewed as anti-art for its refusal to fit into the confines of the standards for traditional art during its beginnings. Rise Art 2020. Let's shift gears and discuss some of pop art's most widely known artists. Some of pop art's biggest names include Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein, and Robert Rauschenberg. Each of these artists had their own unique pop art style and motivations for creating art. Andy Warhol, known as a superstar of pop art, is most famous for his legendary Campbell's soup cans and gold Marilyn Monroe, and he was one of the first artists during this time to incorporate video as an artwork, Lansroth 2015. Roy Lichtenstein's work during the pop art movement was heavily inspired by comic strips and often met with criticism for a lack of originality. Nevertheless, Lichtenstein built his inspired body of work focusing on mass-produced images, artists' individual feelings, and consumerism, Lansroth 2015. In continuation, Robert Rauschenberg is known for using mixed media and blending materials into his artwork that combined commercial printing and transferring images onto canvas. Rauschenberg is also well known for capturing visual noise onto his artwork, Lansroth 2015. So what kinds of elements can help us identify pop art? Typically, pop art uses popular consumer symbols that are easily identifiable. Many pieces of pop art highlight everyday household items, like Andy Warhol's famous 1962 Campbell's soup cans. Other popular elements in pop art include renditions of famous celebrities, such as James Rosenquist's pop art piece in Marilyn Monroe, Rise Art 2020. Pop art also took risks to include branded and commercial symbolism into works of art, something that traditional art previously avoided. Moreover, pop art tends to use very bold colors and heavily leans on the primary colors of red, blue, and yellow, using bright colors to represent vibrant popular culture. Oftentimes, pop art seemed to mimic commercial screen printing, ads, and billboards as pop artists incorporated popular culture into their artwork. Rise Art 2020. Mixed media and collage techniques creating unique textures were popular with pop art, as well as a mixture of painting and photography. Pop art blurred the lines between art modalities to the point where analyzing a piece of pop art needed to look far beyond discerning brushwork alone. Appropriation took on a new meaning in pop art with the rise of consumer culture and mass media outlets. Pop art often borrowed and altered images and objects from mass popular culture. Much of pop art used strange combinations of objects and imagery with underlying symbolism of political, religious, or cultural topics and debates. Furthermore, pop art made art more accessible to the general population and not just for the wealthy elite. With its focus on well-known cultural images and themes, it was an art form that felt accessible to everyone. Some even say that pop art was the art for the people. Rise Art 2020. Where can you view some of this art for the people? Well, nowadays, with the internet, you can search for any major pop art artist's work and see much of their portfolio online. However, if you would like to view iconic pop art artists' work in person, there are several places you visit. Most notably are the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis, the Art Institute of Chicago, and the Broad in Los Angeles. I highly recommend visiting one of these museums if you are interested in getting up close and personal with iconic pop art pieces. In sum, pop art was a movement from the 1950s that stretched the definition of art and made art more accessible to the masses. Pop art artists drew inspiration from popular culture and pushed the limits of mixed media in their pieces of work. So, is pop art still alive and relevant today? The short answer to this question is yes. There are many contemporary pop artists that continue to keep the pop art movement alive and prospering today.